Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Love Elvis. You know, that's what Philadelphia is, suspicious minds right now. And this just in, Jalen Hurts threw a pass yesterday at practice. This just in. This also just in from a couple of days ago. He didn't throw a pass Thursday at practice. That just in. The drama in this town is mind-boggling. They're not playing on Sunday, and he didn't throw a pass on Thursday, and the sky was falling. And then all of a sudden, he did throw a pass on Friday in what are very short practices. They're just trying to keep players loose. He did throw a pass or passes on Friday. That just in. You know, the concern, and I understand the quarterback is a big concern. And last week's game got people wound up. But as I said at the beginning of the show about an hour ago, when you think about the possibility that the Eagles could play the Giants again 2 weeks from that game, you know you can win without showing a lot. And they did it. Obviously, Jalen Hurts, you know, you want to protect him. But you could win without showing a lot. And that, in some way, shape, or form, these coaches aren't dopes, although some people think they are dopes. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. People, relax. Relax. He'll be out there. Will he be 100%? Meh, probably not. But I can't find one player on that team that's 100%. It's just crazy. By the way, I was almost forgot about it. The gentleman that runs the sports book here at Borgata passed by, and I remembered. He sent me a text yesterday. How about this family? A mother bets $5,000 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, getting 6-1 odds. The son bets $5,000 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Then the father wagers $40,000 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Who said that? All got 6-1 odds. And, you know, that's, I actually want a little more, but nonetheless, so that family bet $50,000 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. You know, I guess it's worth a shot. If somebody go in the sports book, you bet a couple $100 on the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. You know, just to have a little fun with it. You know you're alive until at least the second week of the Eagles playoffs. And then you got 2 weeks to sit on that and say, man, I got a chance to win when they go to the Super Bowl. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm just wonderful. Another day in paradise, John.
Absolutely, Howard. Hey, listen, I want to talk a little bit about Jalen Hurts. And yeah, here's my take on things. And, yeah, like, obviously, he was well enough to play last game, and they scaled down the offense. He really didn't need to do a whole lot. You just said it. They really didn't need to show a whole lot against the Giants to beat the Giants. I mean,
and then they might play, knowing that they might play him in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the way we got to look at this and the way we got to take this is he didn't get hurt any further in the Giants game. He was able to play. He's got a week's rest. He's going to play next week. I mean, there's just no doubt that he's going to play, and he's going to be ready.
Yeah, but he didn't throw a pass in practice on Thursday, and the world of Philadelphia and the area were coming to a screeching halt because he didn't throw a pass in practice.
I mean, Philadelphia is the town of overreacting, of course, but you know, it's a passion we have for the game, and it's a passion we have for our players. So, I mean, that's understandable. But you know,
if you look at this reasonably,
I mean, you know, he played before; he didn't get hurt. There's a week. You know, this is only benefit to him that he has another week's rest. So, I mean, if we ever needed a bye week, this was the week to have a bye week to get him more prepared. So, but my team that I would like to see in the play in the first round is obviously, for me, the New York Giants. I think we match up a lot better with them. And, of course, I know everybody in Philadelphia is going to say the Cowboys, but, you know, if you're going to take the low-hanging fruit, the first round to do it for us is our first round. You know, that's our time to do it.
Yeah, I think the Giants, only because they played them last week, could be the tougher team. I don't think Dallas is tough, and I don't think Tampa is tough. And I think they smoke either one of those teams.
I agree, and obviously the road to the Super Bowl goes through Philadelphia, so we have to handle our business. So
absolutely right. All right, John, what's your best playoff moment?
I'm not quite sure if it was said I got on a little bit late, but how about 4th and 26?
That's a good one. 4th and 26 is a good one. By the way, he only gained 25 and a half, but they gave it to him. If you look at that play again, the replay, because he juggled it momentarily, but it still was a great play. All right, you're in the mix, John. All right, let's go to Bob. You're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm just wonderful, Bob.
How
much better could it be? I'm sitting here at the Borgata, had a night at the Borgata. How much better could it be? Dinner last night at one of the fine restaurants. Couldn't be much better than that, right?
You're 100% correct. Howard, I got a question for you because I'm really, really extremely frustrated. I want to start out by saying I'm passionate about all four teams in the city.
Okay.
And, you know, I think that's the way you should be. If you're a sports fan, you should be loyal to your teams. But I know you have responsibilities right now with the Eagles, but after the season...
No, I have... let me just clarify that. I have responsibilities with WIP because I'm employed by WIP as Merrill Reese and Mike Quick are to do the Eagles games. I mean, that's a misnomer. I mean, I have responsibilities doing my job. So, that's part of my job.
But there's something I'd like you to look into after football season. I would love somebody, and you're the person, to sit down and ask the hard questions because you have no problem doing that.
No, I don't.
Howard, we're coming up on 40 years on a basketball team since they won their last championship. That's problem one. Problem two...
Flyers is longer.
That's true. You're 100% correct. But the culture of that basketball team is horrendous. The attitude is horrendous. You know, Embiid's a great player, like you said, week after week after week, but this all me stuff has got to stop.
He's not a leader. He's a really good player, but he's not a winner.
Right.
And you got to separate those two. And they're not going to win a championship, but that won't stop them. That won't stop the organization from raising ticket prices again next year.
Howard, that's the problem. You know, all these Kool-Aid drinking people. The process was a failure, Howard.
It was a joke and a failure.
We have some nice young players, not players that are going to win a championship. But we are a broken product, Howard. We're like a puzzle where you can't fit all the pieces together. At the end of this year, Howard, I don't know if you would agree with this, I would let Harden go. Let him go, okay? I would also look to shop
Embiid. I would, too.
I would also shop Embiid and see what I could possibly get for him.
Well, I've already stated that.
We have lost so many valuable draft picks. We've given them away. Okay, the trade last year that we could have had of Halliburton and Buddy Hield, we'd be a better basketball team today.
There's no question. No question.
And Howard, I think somebody needs to be accountable for this. The general manager is a fraud. The coach talks to people like they're idiots. Like he's Howard. What's he won? He won one championship and he's been nowhere else. Okay, he needs to go too. They need to clean house. And I think they owe that to the city. They owe that to the fans. And then they have the audacity, like you and I talked about last week, that they want to move, and they want a new stadium in Chinatown, which is a joke. And what are we getting back as fans, Howard? What are we getting back? You know.
Well, all right. Let's go down the list here. Glenn Rivers, and I don't think it's all his fault, but he won't be here next year. The major problem is Daryl Morey, and unfortunately, at $12 million a year, although the ownership has so much money, $12 million is a drop in the bucket. He should not be here next year. Elton Brand should be that. You know, he's technically the general manager, but he doesn't make the decisions. If you don't get rid of Daryl Morey, this organization is mired in Never Never Land of championship. And that's really what it comes down to. And that's part, and the arena, that is a complete joke. It is only to create a higher value and worth for the basketball team. That's all Josh Harris cares about. That arena at 10th and Market in a major crime area where Wawa is smart enough and they're going to close their store down two blocks away because of all the crime. It will bring more crime there. People aren't going to take public transportation. Who's taking their kids home at 10 o'clock at night on public transportation if you're in the suburbs? This is not New York. It doesn't work. It's a joke. So did I touch on all the bases there?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know who I'd love for you to talk to because he's great when you have him on? And I know he's busy this time of the year too. I'd love you to have Barkley come on and talk about just the whole.
You know, Charles is still, Charles is still kind of, because he's a 76er in his blood, and I don't think he wants to criticize the organization yet. But I'll talk to Charles. I mean, I try to straighten him out every once in a while. But thanks for the call. You try to straighten him out and say, that's not right. The organization is not a winning organization, and that's the bottom line. James, you're on WIP.
Oh, hey King, how you doing?
Another day in paradise.
Hey King, I want to tell you something, man. A lot of people ain't mentioning San Francisco due to have a bad game. They won 10 straight. They do to have a bad game. And there's no seventh-round pick. There's no seventh-round rookie quarterback of the NFL that ever won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I get it.
They do to have a bad game.
Well, that doesn't mean that they can't beat the Eagles and then lose in the Super Bowl.
That's true. But if the Eagles clicking on all cylinders, they're hard to beat. The team I would like to see, though.
Well, would that be a four-cylinder, a six-cylinder, or an eight-cylinder?
An eight-cylinder. When they got their whole
That's a gas
running.
Eater. Those eight cylinders are gas eaters.
Okay. When they got their whole... when they playing at their best, though, like, they lead the NFL in sacks. You know, like you said, Jonathan Gannon, they only giving up average of 17 points a game, so he's not a bad defensive coordinator. Everybody hyping Sam
He's a
Fran
good
up.
Defensive coordinator. Yeah, he's a right. good defensive coordinator.
Everybody's hyping Sam Fran up. Sam Fran can be beat. They're beatable.
Okay. Everybody's beatable.
Exactly. So
I mean, Kansas City and Buffalo are the two best teams, and I don't know if it's in that order. They're the two best teams. But that doesn't mean that one of them will probably be in the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean they can't be beaten.
Right. I got two moments for you.
Go ahead. Well, just give me one. Just one.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to win.
I don't know either because you haven't told me yet.
I'm going to say the moment in 2001 in the NBA Finals when Allen Iverson stepped over to Ryan Lue.
Yeah. You know, it was a visual moment for sure. So I'll put you in. It was a visual moment, which will live forever. Yeah.
Forever. When he stepped over to Rondo, if he
I got gotcha. You. I got gotcha. You.
Two things: crossing Michael Jordan over in that moment right there.
No, he's hey. No. He's known for something else too. We talking practice.
Not a game.
Not a game.
We talking
that.
About practice.
That, yeah. Not a game. Not a game.
We talking practice.
Hey, yeah. Al, you stay being the best, man. You the best at what you do, and I and maybe okay. only one close to you might be John Clark, but you the best.
Who?
Did it right now.
Who?
John Clark.
Who's he?
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, you mean Captain Philadelphia Airport Boy, which is so old anymore. Everybody knows when guys are coming in. It's so old. And when you do an interview 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't on social media, you know, 30 minutes after he got off the plane. But now everybody's got it, and the teams post up. It's just, it's really kind of a joke anymore. But whatever. Jalen Hurts didn't throw a pass on Thursday. And what came to mind is Allen Iverson. And that was at, we talking practice.
How the hell can I make my teammates better by practicing?
He is. That might be one of the great, and it's not even in a game, because it was about practice. That might have been one of the greatest moments in the last 25 years of a moment. And it was great. And I was standing there. And how the hell am I going to make my teammates better?
It's funny to me, too.
It's a joke. It is a joke. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on WIP.
Yeah, good morning, Howard. And a belated Happy New Year.
Yeah, the same to you.
Okay, well, I would like to know, maybe you know, okay?
I hope.
I hope so, too. Who actually owns the Philadelphia Flyers now?
Comcast Company, or Xfinity, as they market themselves now, but it's Comcast owns the Flyers.
Okay, now I can't.
You know, there used to be a percentage owned by Ed Snyder, but the Flyers, when Ed passed away, bought out the family, and the family got, I think he owned like 30 some percent. No, it's Comcast. Comcast owns it.
Now, here's what I can't figure out. Now, you have Comcast. They're not a multi-million dollar company.
They're a multi-billion dollar company.
No, they're a multi-trillion.
Okay.
Dollar company.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay.
No.
Now, you tell me, how come they can't pick up people to make the Flyers better, to give them a better?
Well, there's a salary cap. So here's the problem. The management structure had, you know, of the personnel had not been good. Chuck Fletcher seems like a nice enough guy. He's always cooperative and well-spoken and seems nice enough whenever I see him at a news conference. But he's not a good general manager. He's never won anywhere. And, you know, they have so many other bigger things that they deal with, Comcast. And I think Brian Roberts is one of the nicest people that I've met. There's a lot, and I've met a lot of nice people. He's one of the nicest. And he's a billionaire owning that company. And I'll say this, and it's nothing against him, they should sell the Flyers. You can't have a company and put all the efforts that they have to put in there, and who you hire, and who's your president, and who's your general manager. They can't put as much effort as they need to put into an organization to win, being a company that has so many other balls in the air. You just can't. So they have got to find a way to change that. And I think the only way that they can do that is to sell the team.
And then, the way I look at things, all Comcast does is use the Flyers as a tax write-off.
It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So it just doesn't work. I don't know what they're going to do, but that's my suggestion. How's that? That's my suggestion. 215-592-9494. It's actually a good suggestion. All right, we'll get back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.